Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, our happiest day of the week. I welcome back my good buddy, Dominic Salvia, co-deviling for this entire hour. I also want to thank my most recent guest and co-devil, Bill McCoshin, sort of one of my few remaining GOP friends. And real quick, wanted to acknowledge the Waukesha County Democratic Party. Had the opportunity to speak to them briefly last night. And, you know, they did their housekeeping. They got it going on down there, man. They've got the most active and engaged membership of any of the Democratic parties in the state of Wisconsin. At their peak, you know, last year or whatever, election cycle time frame, 1,700 active members, I think they claimed.
They increased
their cash reserves. And I felt a little guilty, like I was eavesdropping on the family budget. But they, you know, they did it in public session. They talked about their budget, and they increased their financial reserves. I'm thinking they're growing this bad boy, and they're making money.
They're motivated.
Put money in the bank. Yeah, and I was looking down a line item on the budget, looking for a super cool radio buy.
Yeah. Yeah. How much money allocated for that, Mike?
I didn't see that line item, but, you know, maybe from the slush fund or, you know, the super cool slush fund, something like that. So anyways, we welcomed ourselves to Waukesha with 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. And I did tell the fine people last night, I said, I'm glad you're all here. They were at the Presbyterian Church in Waukesha. Had to have a big venue for all the people. Too big for the Democratic Party headquarters. I mean, they had a, you know, big, nice crowd. And I said, well, you people are here, you know, talking Democratic stuff. Joel Clayfish is on the air and in the studio at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. And Joel was. We greeted him, me and Fancy Brian. We helped put him on the air. And he said, are you coming on? I said, no, thank you. It's all you, fella.
Yeah, knock it out, man.
Well, I don't have any hunting, fishing relevance to offer. So anyways, apparently Joel was doing a show. And Evan, who's on the board for us today, thank you, Evan. Evan's been doing a lot of work around here. Him and Fancy Brand's been doing a lot of engineering. So, you know, we appreciate the patience as we've gone through a few growing pains. But, you know, now we got the world headquarters here and we got the place in Waukesha. And so anyways, Evan was screening the calls last night. He said he had just the one unexpected caller, Rebecca, on a car phone. And to my understanding, didn't take Rebecca's call. And I was kind of pleased about that, all things considered, because, you know, it's a hunting fish and Joe, and I didn't want it to be all political.
Yeah.
So, Joel, congratulations on the inaugural show. Evan was impressed. Joel actually has a media background, and it didn't get all political, so...
Well,
there
nice.
You go.
Well done, everyone. Well, Crute, I got to ask you, you know, this whole, you know, your two Republican friends that you saw each of them in the, or talked to each of them in the last 12 hours. So,
yep.
Or 24 hours. So, all right. So,
I'd like to throw Dale Schultz on that list as well. I'll, you know, Dale may not count me as a friend, but I count Dale as a friend.
Oh, man. Dale's like a liberal now compared to what these, you know, GQPers think. But I got to ask you, I'm a caution. I heard a little bit of that fine interview you did. And he threw
it
out
was
the
fine, wasn't it?
But you're a little softball, man. I mean, if you're friends with someone, you're supposed to bust their chops a little bit. Like, hey, Bill, what the hell about Foxconn, man? That thing was a scam to start with. It was a scam with Trump and with Walker when they went down with their gold-plated shovels. It was all an election scam. We ran the numbers, man. The LFB ran the numbers. That thing was never going to pay back.
But who's going to pay?
In the best circumstances, and he didn't even account for the time value of money, that the fact a dollar is worth more today than in 20 or 30 years from now. We had the guy on from Ball State or whoever the economist was.
I remember.
This thing's never going to pay off. I mean, this thing was a scam A to Z. How do you think, well, now that they, you know, put a $500 million into infrastructure, someone's going to build a fish farm down there, or maybe, pal, maybe put up a auto dealership. What are you talking about? This is supposed
to be... It's Greenfield, baby!
Not the Greenfield that we want, man. Legalized pot. But my point being is, you're kind of, it's nice to be nice to the guy, but you know, if you have a relationship, well, you should bust his chops a little more.
Sure, I absolutely will, depending on who wins the primary. Because it only really is a tool to bash Rebecca Clayfish with. She was part of the Walker administration. She was bragging at the time. Now, you know, we
How many Republicans voted against it? You know what I mean, man?
Well, then, but those are
Rebecca would be prime, but that you can hang that on every single Republican.
What about Kevin Nicholson? You're going to hang that on Nicholson?
Well, he wasn't in office. What if, Republican, what do you think about that? Would you do that? Would you sign that? Would you promote it now, Kevin Nicholson?
What about Ram Jam?
Ram Jam.
I mean, there's bigger fish to fry with Rantham, right? I'm not going to hit him over the head with his Foxconn vote in the assembly because the man's still trying to relitigate 1996. If I can't disqualify him with just his current actions, I mean, it really, and so I...
But you're talking about $500 million
took
of
my foot off
dollars.
The pedal because I thought he made an accurate point. If it's Rebecca Clayfish, let's go to work. Let's talk some Foxconn. But even if it's Kevin Nicholson, and certainly if, you know... The really crazy happens and Tommy Thompson gets in the race. And what do you think about that? We keep hearing this in the news breaks. Well, Tommy's going to go to Mexico for a month and come back rested, relaxed, and tanned and decide whether or not he wants to be the governor. Because if he runs, he probably wins.
But
if he's got the energy
say
for it.
About the Republican Party and the mess they are in? All it does is verify what we all know to be true. It is a dumpster fire over there. You don't have to worry about it being or becoming one. It is one. If an 80-year-old dude who was there once, if you're retreading that wheel, you have some big problems. Hell, why don't we run Bill Clinton for president?
Can we? I mean, because Joe Biden's looking a little weak in 2024. You know, there's, depending on whose polling you believe, the majority of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for re-election. And what did Bill McCashin say about the gravity of Biden's polling numbers on Tony Evers? I mean, Tony Evers can't afford any gravity in this race. It's going to be a close race, no matter who the nominee
is. So.
I think Rebecca Clayfish, actually, I think probably she's your nominee. I'm a little nervous at this point in history. It's not going to be a red wave. I mean, there are some indications. Now, I look at things like the January 6th and the prospect of indictments and, you know, somehow the fever's going to break. But I'm less convinced that it will. The other thing I take some inspiration from, the very aggressive Democratic gerrymandering in New York State and Illinois. You know how they talked about, you know, we're going to lose 5 seats just through the gerrymander process. Well, here was the problem for the Republicans. They had taken all the real estate there was to take. You can't go carve out another 2 or 3 or 5 seats in most states. But now the Democrats in New York State, they're getting a first crack at redistricting in a really partisan fashion. They could steal 5 seats away from the Republicans. Elise Stefanik? Now, she's all down for gerrymandering in everybody else's state. But in her state where she could be affected... Much less so. Now I'm only talking as a personal citizen, not as a representative of the bat guano crazy party that loves to gerrymander in the states when they can. But you ever think about that? The gerrymander could literally preserve the House of Representatives for the Democrats?
Yeah. Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons.
Right. What a mixed,
and where's
what a
our,
mixed blessing.
Where's our moral stature when we effectively do the same things we accuse them of? As long as we hold the House, it all makes sense, though, right?
Well, right.
We're trying to preserve democracy here.
I think that ultimately is the point. And at the end of the day, as much as I dislike it, I'm down with fair maps. If Iowa can do it, everyone can do it. And perhaps this will motivate some Republicans to, you know, get on that bandwagon. Yes, this should we should not do this. This should not be a thing to have the, you know, the politicians pick their voters like that. Now, that being said, I philosophically, morally agree with that. At the same time, you don't fight with one arm tied behind your back. And if that's how they're going to play ball and it's quote unquote legal, you know, how is anybody going to admonish them for doing so, especially those on the right?
Well, I've taken some recent heart from, I believe, Supreme Court rulings in Ohio. I know for sure that have rejected some of these highly partisan maps. And in the state of New York, my understanding, under state law, you're not supposed to do it for partisan reasons. But of course, we know when it gets to the federal courts, and there is that whole supremacy clause, but you can't have a state law that, you know, is contradicted by federal law. And quite frankly, that would be in direct contradiction, although it seems to be a contradiction under the weed statutes, and they let that pass. Yeah. But we know what happened. We were one of the battlefield cases, the case coming out of Wisconsin, I think it was Whitford, on the gerrymandering. And it went up to the Supreme Court, and they sent it back down for standing, and then Kennedy retired, and they said, no, do whatever you're going to do. Partisan is not a reason not to accept, you know, you can gerrymander as partisan as you want under federal law, and therefore under state law in the state of New York. So go nuts, Democrats. Yeah. I know. It's hard for me to say
it
Democrats.
Is. Go gerrymander.
Go fight gerrymander. Go win the House of Representatives by, you know, effectively perverting the will of the voters in the state of New York and perhaps in Illinois as well. I hope they're listening to us on WCPT 820 AM. Pritzker, if you can hear my voice, stick it to them Republicans down there.
Stick it to them hard.
Teach them a lesson. I mean, they certainly taught it to us, right? When they had the levers of power,
we're still
they stuck it to us.
Oh, I thought it was better candidates and better ideas.
I know, Bill McCoshin talking about how Voss has built up the legislative majority. I'm like, all credit be to the gerrymander, man. Right. Come on, Bill. Friends,
come
tell
on.
Friends, tell friends the
now,
truth.
Now you tell them. Now you tell them, man. Talking to me. You got to address them at the time, Crudy.
If you didn't like how I handled that interview, where were you at 4:30? Come back with us. Perhaps Dominic will stick around for the whole hour.
Maybe.
Or perhaps he'll become overly critical and I'll turn him off the Zoom meeting. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll get to the phones. I promise on Dom's shallow dug grave. Until the day I-